Shalom Aleichem, welcome everybody. As we count the days of Sfira, heading towards Shavuos, and of course prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Achrimais, which is primarily the Avodas Yom Kippurim. So let's talk a little about the Avodas Yom Kippurim and some ideas that we could take away for the Yemei HaSfira. One of the primary ideas that we can gain from learning the Avodas Yom Kippurim has to do with the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has a certain shtolz, a certain pride. He carries Klal Yisrael on his back. We find that in the Avodas Yom Kippurim, one of the most emotional parts, and one of the parts that people remember best, is the Hakayin V'ha'am Ha'imdim Ba'azarak Shu Shoymim Es Hashem HaNichbad that when the Kohen Gadol said HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and he said HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, not the Adnos name, not the name Aleph Dalet as we do, as it was said in the Beis HaMikdash, the people who heard it, it elicited a response by the people of falling, bowing, and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The kasha on this is that usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is just the opposite. Hashem Zekev Kefufim. It says in Shulchan Aruch that when you daven Shmei Esrei, you say Baruch, you kneel, Atah, you bow. Hashem, you stand. Hashem Zekev Kefufim. You say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, you're supposed to be standing straight. So it seems to be a contradiction that in the Beis HaMikdash when they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, they bowed and fell on their faces. Needs an explanation. And the answer is an important yesod. There's a difference between the person who hears the Kohen Gadol saying Hashem's name and the person who he himself is saying Hashem's name, which I mean to say is this. Hearing the Shema Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash B'Kedusha V'Tahara is supposed to elicit a response of bowing, of falling, of subjugation, of feeling the great kavod and neira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name compared to us, mortal people. And we bow, we fall on our faces, and we praise Hashem. But the one who is saying the Shem, the Kohen Gadol himself, he didn't bow. Hashem Zekev Kefufim. He stands with a shtolz, he stands with a pride, he stands with a gaiva de kedusha, with a sense of holiness. It's his job to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name b'kedusha of Tahara. For him, it's supposed to be with a pride. Shulchan Aruch says that when you're davening Shemayna Esrei, and you say Baruch HaTah, and you say Hashem, Hashem Zekei Kvuvim, you're the one saying it, stand with a strength, with a pride. The one who hears it, he bows. That's more than a technical teretz. Every Talmud who's learning from his Rebbe, who's Mishamish his Rebbe, he's kafuf to his Rebbe. He bows to his Rebbe. He bends to his Rebbe. His sense of job in this world, of purpose in this world, is all subjugated to the Messiah that we have, which comes from Rebbe to Talmud. And if the Rebbe tells him, don't do that or do that with your life, he follows. A few minutes later, they're learning a Tosfos, and the Rebbe says, Pshat. And the Talmud argues with him, and he argues with a pride, he argues with a strength, he argues with a shtolz. Suddenly, he's someone else. He's not kofuf. He's standing proudly. Why so? Because it's a fundamental difference. A person is kofuf. A person bows to Kedusha and Tahira. A person bows to the Ratzon Hashem. And yet, remember, Hasina, you stood? What's the chiddush that you stood? The chiddush is because we find Nevi'im and Nach who get Nevuah, who don't stand, who fall to the ground when they get Nevuah. And yet, Hasina, Klal Yisrael stood? The answer is that when you have a job to do, when you have a responsibility, you stand proudly. When a Navi gets his Nevuah, he bows, he falls to the ground. when he goes and does his job and gives over his nevoah, he's standing proudly. There has to be a shtalt. Yamesh armadetal lefnei Hashem alakecha b'chayrev. It's a job, it's an achrayis, to stand tall and pick yourself up and rise to an occasion when there's a challenge. It's a very important life lesson. Klal Yisrael today finds itself here in New York State once again under attack by the state. The particulars are not for the phone call, but it is a insidious and purposeful attack against yeshivas, with ideas to drive yeshivas away from their purpose, away from the person. It's not about teaching English, math, social studies, and science. It's about teaching the cultural values of the society around us. It's about, really, the state imposing its will on the yeshivas. We have to stand tall. We have to stand with the shtalts. We have to do what we can do. In the coming weeks, there will be a call for people to give a public comment. We're entitled by law to comment. We're invited by law to comment on these regulations. And by law, it's not limited to New York's residents. Those who are in Lakewood, in New Jersey, those who are wherever you may be. Stand tall for what we believe in. We believe in the Derech HaTorah. We believe in the yeshivas. The newspapers, I'm sure the internet will tell you how to make a comment. Make your comment properly. Tell the state that the yeshivas work just fine. Yeshiva graduates are doing perfectly well in the world. At least as well. Much better, actually, than the public school graduates. Say it. Stand up with the shtolz for Klal Yisrael. So this is a lesson from the Hashem Zekef Kefufim. Let me turn to a second part of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, and that is he shechted the par Shem Kippurim and the Seir Shem Kippurim, and then mixed the blood together. And the language we say in Yom Kippur in the Avodah is Sos V'ira Dama Par L'Teich HaMizrak Shabai Dama Sayer. With great joy, sas, with sasain, he poured the blood of the par into the basin that had the blood of the sawyer, v'nasa mali berekon. And then, to mix it well, he poured the full basin, which now had both bloods, back into the empty one, kadesh yisarvu yofa yofa zebizeh, so they should mix properly. And afterwards, he would spritz the dam of the two together. The question obviously is sus. Why over here was he especially joyful and happy? I once heard the following. The Gemara, we find the Machlaikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Mim b'minoi loy batal. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you take a small amount of non-kosher chicken soup and put it into a large amount of kosher chicken soup, Mim b'minoi, they both have the same, they're both chicken soup, Loi bottle, mim b'mina is never bottle, even a small amount, as is a larger amount. The Chachamim say, mim b'mina is bottle. If a small amount falls into a large amount, then there is a din of bittel b'raiv, min ha-taira, bittel b'shish, min d'rabban, and there is a din of bittel. There is a halacha that is bottle. Rabbi Yehuda brings as his source, in Menachos Daf Chaf Beis, he brings as his source the mixing of the dama par, which is a large animal, with the dama soyer, which is a small animal, you mix the two bloods together. And he says that mim b'minai is bottle. So then the dama soyer is as if it disappeared. It's bottle of the dama par. How are you allowed to mix them together? Must be that mim b'minai is that bottle. We pass like the chachamim. We say it's bottle. We say oilin shani. We say here, the Torah said, afal pikein, even though mim b'minai normally is bottle, here we do it anyway. We mix it together. Now turn to the Kohen Gadol. Here he is. He knows that there are opposing opinions about mixing it. Sus. He had a joy. He said, the halachi is this way, with a shtolz, with a pride. Sus v'ira. He mixed it. Not only he mixed it, but he mixed it a second time. Nasa mali berekon, kadesh yisarvu yafe yafe. He said, this is the din, this is the way we paskin. He does it with a pride. I remember once I was in the country and I had gone to daven in a minyan with Rav Shaul Brus. Rav Shaul Brus was a well-known Maggid Shir here in Brooklyn in Beis HaTalmud. Extraordinary Talmud Chacham. And the Sefer Torah had become possible in the middle. They only had six aliyahs. And this is in a bungalow colony that we had gone to walk to be able to daven early. We came back to our bungalow colony. Our Rav Brus said, we're missing one aliyah. After Mincha, we should take out a Sefer Torah and do one more aliyah for Shacharis. Seems strange to everybody. But we did it. We had 10 of us, or maybe 7 of us, and took 3 more. And we took out a Sefer Torah. Who's going to get an aliyah? We just finished Mincha. Someone's going to go up to the Torah, make a bracha, and get an aliyah. Like, it's such a strange thing to do. So he said, who are we going to give the aliyah to? We'll give it to our Rav. So we called him up with such a geschmack, such a pride. He got up with the shtolz of that we're talking about. He made the bracha loud and clear to get this aliyah, which is a seventh aliyah from Shacharis, in a different place, in a different Sefer Torah. Because that's the halacha. If you establish that's the halacha, you do what the halacha is. You do it with the pride. You do it with the shtolz. That's Klal Yisrael. Sos v'ira. The fact that we take it as a responsibility, we do it with a great joy. Yeah, the Kohen Gadol, okay, mixed it. First he tumult. Shouldn't I mix it? Did it bother? He came with a psak halacha. You mix it? He did it besos, with great joy. Certain shtals, a certain pride in kiyama halacha. So two parts of Yom Kippurim with similar messages. I'm going to leave you with a question. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim twice. First time, he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, holding in one hand a shovel of coals, and in the other hand a spoon with the Keteiros. He puts the shovel of coals on the floor, pours the Keteiros into it, and leaves. He waits, Achismali Asha, until the room is full of smoke, and then he leaves. Later in the day, at the end of the Avodah, he has to go in again. He has to change again to Bigdei Lavan and go in to take out the spoon and the shovel. I got an aliyah this morning. I was looking at the Chumash. Where does it say he has to go in 2 times? It doesn't say any such thing. It says that he goes in to take in the keteiros and the coals, and he burns it. Why didn't he just put the coals on the ground, put the keteiros on top of it, and leave once and for all, and take his shovel and his spoon with him? It must be an explanation here, one of the mafarshim, which I did not see. I didn't see it in the Mishnayos either. Not only that, you'll tell me maybe it's a halacha. The burning has to be on the shovel. Maybe. But why is he leaving the spoon in the Kodesh HaKadosh? He poured the keteiros from the spoon onto the coals. Why does he take the spoon out with him? Why he just leaves it laying around on the floor? Would you do that in a Mokim Kodesh? Just leave something laying around? Obviously, it's some sort of halacha requirement that he do it. Actually, the fact that he did it needs a beer and understanding of why. There must be some deep meaning, deep understanding. He goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim twice. Once to do this extraordinary avodah of Keteiros in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. A second time to clean up after himself, to take out the shovel, to take out the spoon. We have to find the Maramokim, the one who teaches us the significance of the second time that he goes in. All right, we have something to look for as Shabbos approaches. Wishing everybody an extraordinarily wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.